Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast is number 1159. The topic is nutrition and the title is, It's Not That. So, what the title is in reference to is often when I'm talking with new people about their nutrition, I like to ask somewhere within the conversation, what do you think is holding you back? And I love this question because it gives me a chance to kind of see what the person knows and where their focus is. Now, three common answers I'll get fall into categories of misinformed or like underinformed. They just don't know enough, or they've read things that are just weird and ridiculous and don't apply to them, or are only situational and it's just bad information. The other category, second category, is they list excuses. So they have an excuse mindset and they're just blaming everything and everyone. And those are the worst people to work with because they're not ready to see that it's their control it's either their lack of taking control or they don't even know that they have control over their health and their nutrition. And those can be very tough if the person isn't willing to accept their role within what they can control. The third category is the person knows their weaknesses, they just need accountability. Those are my favorite people, because usually they're like, yeah, I'm screwing up, I just need someone to help me. And it's like, okay, great, I can do that. So those are kind of three common ones. Now, there are a million, you know, extra little categories and things here and there off to the sides, but most people are just underinformed, they don't know enough. They're misinformed, they know the wrong things and don't know how they apply to them. They're just listing excuses only. Or they know what they need to work on, they just need some accountability, they need some help. Now, the misinformed, kind of underinformed, that's where people kind of blame something insignificant. I've had people say that they feel like they're, you know, 40, 50, 60 pounds overweight because the creamer in their coffee must have too many calories. They're like, I know, you know, I put a, you know, a tablespoon or two of my creamer in there and I probably just need to cut that out. It's like, no, it is not the creamer in your coffee as to why you're 40 pounds overweight. So that's, I feel bad for them because the creamer in the coffee probably makes the coffee at least tolerable. I hate coffee, by the way. So I would just drink the creamer. But it's not the creamer in your coffee. Or they'll blame something infrequent. You know, they're like, oh, you know, I always have a hard time when we go out to eat. And I go, well, how often do you go out to eat? Well, we go out, you know, once or twice a month. No, you're not overweight because of something you do once or twice a month. Or the person misunderstands basic nutrition. And this is something I'm going to give you some, you know, something to look for and something to learn from in here later, a resource later. But this is where people blame carbohydrates. Oh, I always gain weight when I eat carbs. It's like, oh my God. That's when I'm usually like rubbing my head and like wearing bald spots into my scalp. But they'll blame carbohydrates or just some kind of stupid thing that's, I don't know where people hear it from, but wherever they hear it from, those people are idiots and they need to stop giving information. That's the downside of today's world, is there's too many people giving information that are misinformed and they don't know they're misinformed. That's the downside. It's like everybody likes to help everybody, but people don't know what they don't know. So oftentimes people are helping, thinking they're helping, when they're actually just muddling things up and making it more confusing. So that's kind of that misinformed, underinformed kind of category. The excuse mindset is that people say, well, I don't have time to eat healthy. Okay, well, do you have time to be dead? Do you have time to have, you know, blood pressure issues? Do you have time to live the last 10 years of your life in a hospital? What do you have time for? Well, I don't have time to eat healthy. Okay, so you're not very good at managing time. That's on you. That's your problem. It's not like you are the busiest person on the planet and everything you do is so important. Oh my gosh. It's just the most important thing in the world. Okay. So if you don't have time to eat, that's because you can't manage time correctly. That is going to sting and you're probably already cussing me out. But there are ways. I know there's jobs that are difficult to fit time to eat in. I'm well aware of that. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how hard it is for you to find time to eat healthy. You will still die and live a miserable life from eating unhealthy. It's your choice. You can say, I don't have time. And it's like, okay, fine. You don't have time. That doesn't excuse you from the negative consequences. No one's going to just like let you get a magic pass at having, you know, like healthy blood work, being at a healthy body weight, living a healthy life just because you don't have time. If time is a constraint for you, if time is an issue, learn how to manage it. If you know that that's a problem, why the hell, like, what are you doing about it? If you know your excuse, but you're just not doing anything, you're just like, whoop, I don't have time. Okay, well, if you're not going to do anything about that, you're not going to get anything for it, and you're still going to have all the complications and problems you're having now. If you know time is an issue, then learn to freaking control it. Learn how to manage it. We're going to give you some more information here in a second if you haven't already shut this off. I've had people tell me, like, my family just doesn't eat healthy. You know, it's hard to be around people who aren't eating healthy. And that actually often comes from the person who's buying the food, which blows my mind. Your kids will eat what you tell them to eat. Oh, yeah, right. You wait till you have kids. I grew up with my mom had a daycare in her house. And there were anywhere from like 1.5 kind of 2-year-olds up to 6-year-olds run around our house all day, every day. Do kids have issues with foods like either flavors or consistencies or visual aspects? Absolutely. But there are a million healthy foods on the planet, and you can find ones that the kids will eat. So it's up to you to buy and supply food that is healthy for both you and your family. If you're not the one who buys the food, that definitely is going to pose a little bit of a challenge. Chances are, if you're listening to this podcast, though, you're old enough to have a job or have some kind of side money, and maybe you can kind of buy your own foods on the side or try to encourage whoever cooks your food to cook things separately. So, for example, if you're having, you know, spaghetti and meatballs, can you have the pasta cooked separate from the sauce and separate from the meatballs? Now, I know there are people that are going to be like, oh my gosh, that's blasphemy. You know, you have to cook the pasta in the sauce so the sauce flavors soak into the pasta. I know all that. Okay. But do you want to be healthy? If you want to be healthy, if you want to lose weight, if you just want to be stronger, bigger muscles, if you want whatever nutrition can provide for you depending on your goal, then you have to learn how to manage nutrition better. It might be different than the way you've done it before, but what you've done before has got you where you are today. Do you want to be where you are today? If you want to be somewhere new, then you might have to do new. I've also had people tell me, well, I just don't know what to eat. It's like, well, read a book, listen to a podcast, talk to people. Just because you don't know what to eat doesn't mean you should keep eating fried foods and eating garbage. I'm pretty sure you know enough not to do that. So that's ridiculous whenever I get that excuse. Ugh. Then there's the people who know their weaknesses, they just need accountability. Those, like I said, those are the people I love. So it's like, you know, what do you think is holding you back? I like food. I eat more food than I probably need, and I have a hard time controlling that. And it's like, awesome, okay, well, I can help you with that. I've also had people tell me, like, I just love fried food. I like fried food. I want to eat fried food. I know I probably shouldn't eat fried food, but I just like fried food. And it's like, okay, well, I can help you kind of, like, put that in control. So those are the areas that people typically kind of, like, respond within to the question of what do you think it is that's holding you back. The reason why today's podcast is titled, It's Not That, because whatever people typically answer, it's not that. It's usually not that that is actually holding them back. So, for example, somebody says, well, I don't have time. It's not that you don't have time that's holding you back. It's that you're not managing proper nutrition within the time you have. That's what's holding you back. This stings a little bit, I know. You might say, okay, well, you know, carbs always make me fat. And then, you know, I try to cut them out, then I eat carbs again, and then I gain weight. Well, it's misinformation. It's not that carbs make you fat. Overeating anything makes you fat. What you might be seeing is that when you eat carbs, it makes you gain weight. Just because you gained weight does not mean you're fat. Ooh. So in podcast number 650, you can do a Google search, Brutal Iron Gym Podcast 650. The title is Body Weight Effects from Carbohydrates and Sodium. What's happening when you eat carbohydrates, and especially if you previously haven't been eating them, is the carbohydrate as it breaks down into the bloodstream, as your body breaks it down into like a component it can use, it breaks it down into glucose. It's just a fancy word for carbohydrates in your bloodstream. We'll just say it that way. Glucose. Well, the body takes the glucose, carbohydrates broken down, and it pairs with any kind of sodium that was either in your food or if you salted your food. But there's actually just natural amounts of sodium like in foods. So it pairs the glucose, the broken down carbohydrates. It combines that with sodium and water. And so that way it can store the glucose, the carbohydrates, in your muscles. And that's energy. So your muscles have like energy inside of them. That's where our energy, like a gas tank of a car, we have gas tanks in our muscles. So the body takes the glucose, the carbohydrates broken down, combines with sodium and water, and puts it in the muscles. So that way the muscles have fuel so they can be active and do things. Well, since it takes the carbohydrate and the sodium and the water and puts that in your muscles, that water that you would normally pee out has weight to it. So if you're now holding that water inside your muscles, rather than it just peeing it out, you're going to weigh more because there's more water in you. That doesn't mean you're fatter. It means you just have more weight because you're now holding water inside of you. It's actually good because it inflates the muscles. It makes the muscles kind of like puffy. So they actually press out against your skin a little better. So it actually helps you kind of look better, actually. So when you say carbohydrates make me gain weight, you're right that they make you gain water weight. But you're not right that you think it makes you gain fat. So this is the misinformation aspect that's very hard to counter. Because we don't know of what we know is right or wrong. Right? Think about five facts that you believe to be true right now. Hey, just think of one or two things. Okay, the sky's blue. Is it? Really? Is it really blue? There's some sciencey kind of nerdy question for you. So there are things that we believe to be true, but we find out later that they're not. There are probably things that you believe to be true about nutrition that you find out later are not true. And that stinks. That is a bummer because you were trying to follow those things and you had the best intentions, but you were told the wrong things. Ah, that stinks. No one likes that. It is a bummer. So when we look at this and we say, okay, well, what's holding you back? How can you know what's holding you back? Well, what do you know? I'm going to give you the answer. Huh? Isn't that amazing? So how you can kind of fight this, how you can know what's holding you back. The first thing is to learn about nutrition. Learn the proper things about nutrition, like what actually matters, what causes us to gain fat, what causes us to lose fat. Learn that first. And that's podcast number 41, so way the hell back when, over 1,000 podcasts ago. It's Brutal Iron Gym, podcast 41. The title is Diet Right, What Matters Most. You can Google search that, or you can look at it for it on the podcast platform you're on, or you can email me, brutalirongym@gmail.com, and I'll send you the direct link. But podcast number 41, Diet Right, What Matters Most, will give you the base of knowledge that you need for everything else, nutrition-wise. So please, please, please listen to that. The first way to combat, like, what's holding you back is to learn about nutrition. Second thing is just to consider, it's something you're doing every day or every other day or something you're doing frequently, not something you do once in a while. So it's not special occasions. It's actually what often goes unnoticed or something that you're hoping isn't important. So for example, you're busy during the day, so you don't eat anything during the day. You then eat a bunch of food at night because you're sitting on your butt and you're super freaking hungry. And then when you say, well, I want to, you know, become healthy, and somebody says, you've got to eat more during the day, you're like, I don't have time to eat during the day. So you just don't want it to be that. Chances are it is that. It's the stuff that doesn't go unnoticed or the stuff we don't want it to be. That's most often what it is. It is not super special things that happen every once in a while. Okay? Now, for 99% of people, the two things that they need is you need to know your calories, you need to know how much food you're supposed to eat, and you need to match the timing of those calories. You need to match when you eat your calories to when you use your calories. If everyone addressed those two problems, it would solve everything. Those are the two things I work to correct with people all the damn time. Overwhelmingly, 99% of the time, Those are the two things that I work on with people. Those are the two things that if they get that correct, they're healthy, they're happy, they feel great, they look good, they're getting stronger, they're getting bigger muscles, they're getting leaner. Everyone does so much better with their food if they can solve those two problems. Know how much food you're supposed to eat and try to eat it when you're active, not when you're inactive. Cool. So, podcast 153, titled How Many Calories Do I Need, will teach you how many calories do you need. It'll teach you how much to eat. You're then going to use a tracking app because you need to learn how to control that. That's like MyFitnessPal, MyMacros Plus. There's 40 billion of them. But get a tracking app. They're all free now. You want to learn portion control. It's going to help you understand how much of your foods you're supposed to eat. Often, we don't know that. We undereat or we overeat. So we need to learn how to properly eat. So you listen to podcast 153, how many calories do I need? You then get a tracking app and you try to eat that many calories per day. Now, it's going to grow from there, but that's the first place to go. Podcast number 658, which is titled Macro Tracking, Getting the Most from the Least, will teach you how to track the least amount of effort possible. And that's going to be just tracking calories and protein. You do not need to track fats and carbs. Doesn't even matter. Just track calories and protein. What you're going to do is you're going to use that app now to learn portion control. Then you just eat based on how those meals have been going, the results you're seeing. And then eventually you don't even need to track anything. You just track, you know, every now and then, maybe once a month you can track for a couple days just to see if you're on track. Okay? Then this next thing we want to listen to is podcast 249, titled Meal Timing, and podcast 329, titled Meal Frequency. If you learn convenient foods, foods that you can eat kind of quickly and easily during the day, that's going to help a lot. Now, we actually recently did a podcast. I know I'm throwing a lot of podcasts out at you, but there's just education, information. If you want to do it for free, in a sense, these are the things you need to learn how to manage. If you pay a nutritionist or somebody to help you, they're going to be managing it for you. But then what do you do whenever you can't work with them anymore? You got to learn this stuff yourself. Okay? So podcast actually 1158, which is 1158, which will be yesterday's podcast, was titled Making Meals More Convenient. And that'll teach you how to eat more calories during the day, even when you're busy. So you want to learn convenient foods. Schedule eating times as if your life depended on it. So just like we do with doctor's appointments, just like you do with other major life events, you say, okay, you know, today at noon, I got to do XYZ because that's super important to me. Well, you have to schedule meal times and say, okay, I know before my 10 o'clock meeting, I have to stop whatever I'm doing at 9:30, get some food in, so I have food in before that 10 o'clock meeting. You have to schedule that stuff. You have to schedule it as if it's the most important thing on your calendar. The reason why is because it damn sure should be. How you eat or how you don't eat is going to directly impact your quality of life and quantity of life. If you don't pay attention to it, if you don't manage it, you're going to get a lesser quality of life, lesser quantity of life, and you don't get another one. You will not get another life. Whatever you mismanage today, you will pay the consequences for, and there is no do-over. None. That's depressing, and that's a shit ton of pressure, but that's life. That's how real this is. I know that that's insanely pressure on a lot of people, but the reason why I say it that way is because it's important to get out of your comfort zone and start controlling this stuff, because you don't get another chance. Right now is the best opportunity you will ever have in your entire life to live the life that you want, right now. What you do in this moment, what you do today, directly impacts your life, good or bad, and you do not get another today. You only get tomorrow, maybe. So it's really important that we do prioritize our food, because whatever you think you're too busy to do, will it be there in 5, 10, 15, 20 years? Is it worth dying for? It's very important to ask yourself that. So when you think about the goals that you want to have, the goals you want to achieve, when you think about that in respect to nutrition, What is holding you back? It's either lack of proper knowledge, lack of self-awareness, or lack of discipline. You need to learn about nutrition. You need to analyze your habits in relation to nutrition. And then you need to set daily goals to eat better. And then track your progress over time towards those goals. That develops discipline. You don't need to be perfect. By no means do you need to be perfect. No one is perfect. You just need to make progress. The better you do, the better you get. And remember that small steps are still steps. Well, I hope you listen to these podcasts. They're really, really going to help because the more you know, then you know how to direct your efforts. Don't try 100% at what you don't even know is 100% the right thing. Try 100% at what you know is going to be the 100% right thing. Start with podcast 41 and then go through them as we listed in the podcast here today. Okay? Well, if you do want help, we do offer right now nutrition-only coaching. So we have people who want help with nutrition, but they don't really care about kind of training programs. They have their own exercise routine or they have their own thing they're doing. So they just want nutrition coaching. We're offering nutrition coaching right now for $100 a month. There's no contract. I will teach you how to eat for you. So your food preferences, your schedule, your goals, everything is individual. I actually talk to you. I ask questions about you. I learn your life. And then I say, hey, here's the best way to eat within what your life is for your goals. We then analyze your current habits to kind of find issues to address and how to get you from where you are to where you need to be. And then we work together weekly with accountability and kind of establishing those new habits. So it's a new way of life for life. It's how you should eat for the rest of your entire freaking life to live healthy and live the life that you want. So if you want that, it's $100 a month, no contract. Just try it out month by month. And if you like it, keep going. You can email us at brutalirongym@gmail.com. I sincerely hope that you live your best life. This is the best opportunity you will ever have to do so. This is the only opportunity you will ever have to do so. If there's anything I can do, please reach out. Our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. Cool. Well, if you like today's podcast, if you think the podcast is helpful in general, please share it. The more we share the podcast, the more people we can help. That's really the main goal. And I really appreciate people who've been sharing the podcast. We're now averaging over 7,000 downloads a month, which is pretty badass. We're getting a lot of people helped, and I sincerely appreciate that from every single one of you. So if you don't mind, if you can, please, please, please help share the podcast. Kind of share it on social media, maybe share it in discussions with people. If you hear somebody kind of having questions about nutrition, prompt them to reach out to our email, brutalirongym@gmail.com, and I'll make them a podcast. So please, please, please help spread the word and let's help more people. If you thank you also to the patrons of the podcast, the people who financially support the podcast. We can actually do this every single day. You can financially support the podcast through the Podbean platform to sign up to be a patron where you give a monthly donation. And then also you can give donations through our Instagram homepage. We have a link on there as well. The podcast is well over $1,000 a year, and I try to do this every single day. So that's, you know, 30 to 60 minutes of my day every day I want to do this because I believe it has potential to make big difference in people's lives. So I'm only able to do this due to the financial help from our patrons and the people who are supporting us. I truly appreciate you, and you're making a bigger impact in this world than you ever even know. So thank you very much. Also, if you like the information we share in a podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. If you have any questions, feedback, suggestions, anything that you want to know, let us know at our email, brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.